You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Santa Claus is an iconic character around the world. There's folklore about Santa figures in Norway, Italy, Russia, China, and Brazil, just to name a few. But while there's some debate on whether Santa is or was a living, breathing person, reindeer can be found across the United States. I visited Reindeer Ranch LLC in Kalamazoo to find out more about this unique animal.
Huh? Did you get them to say hi?
I can tell people that reindeer fly, and they fly very well, and that I've flown with them, and be 100% honest. And people look at me like, okay, I just don't tell them it was in a 747 air cargo plane.
That's Carol Borden. She and her family own Reindeer Ranch, a business that raises reindeer and does public reindeer displays. Borden says after raising 5 kids on their farm, she and her husband were looking for something different.
I wanted something that was very lovable that I could go out and pet.
And to Borden, they are a lot like pets. Each calf spends up to a month's time in the house. Borden says it gets them ready for those long photo shoots with kids.
When they're in the house, I mean, they're laying right with us. They're constantly getting pet on. I'm picking up their feet. I'm just messing with them all the time. So once they get out into the public, they don't think anything about it. It's just more people. It's just somebody else to pet them.
But unlike dogs, Borden says they won't chew your shoes because they don't have any top teeth, and they're pretty quiet. In fact, unless it's feeding time, Borden says this is about the only sound they make.
You know, have you heard on the song Up on the Housetop, click, click, click? Mm-hmm. There is a tendon in their ankles that click, and it actually makes a clicking noise in their ankles when they walk.
She says this sound helps reindeer to find each other in a snowstorm. The noise of them clicking all together also confuses predators. I should probably mention that a reindeer is basically just a domestic caribou, a hardy species of deer that lives in cold places like Canada and northern Russia. Borden says reindeer fur is so thick they can go swimming without getting wet.
I mean, they're definitely built for the Arctic. When it's really cold out, when they lay in the snow, they don't melt any snow. They can regulate the temperature in their legs to just above freezing, and they have very, very little blood flow into their legs, so they don't lose the heat out of their legs because they're, you know, the hair on their legs is so much thinner.
Borden says there are 6 reindeer farms in Michigan, and despite their heavy coat, reindeer can also live in warmer states. Borden says they can take the heat, just not the humidity. She says reindeer get their water from licking ice and snow, which then makes them cold.
So they don't want to do that because it takes so much energy to warm themselves back up after they've done that. So they retain moisture out of the air and they'll keep the moisture out of the air into their bodies so they stay hydrated that way so they don't have to drink as much. Well, if you get into a real humid situation, you know, like down south and things, they can't get rid of enough of the moisture that's in their lungs, and then they'll end up actually dying of pneumonia in the middle of summer.
Other interesting facts, both male and female reindeer have antlers, and they tend to burp a lot due to their multiple stomachs. But why were reindeer of all animals chosen to pull Santa's sleigh in stories? Borden says there's a reason one of Santa's reindeer was named Prancer.
You know, they'll run and they'll jump and they look like they're trying to take off. The pictures show them taking off into air, and it's just like what they look like they're doing when they're running.
How about you?
Carol Borden and her reindeer will be at the Oshtemo Branch Library Saturday morning at 10:30. For links to more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.